as we welcome in Paul Joyce with all the winners for the Nine race card. How are you, Paul?
Yes, good morning, Andrew. I'm terrific. Last day of punting for 2016, so you want to make it a winning one. And Canterbury today, as we just heard, tracked in great order, should be fair, rail true. So no excuses either, Andrew. I'm confident we'll go out on a winning note.
Good positive point of view there, and we welcome in Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Quinny.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Really good day at Canterbury today, and I just wonder if the money is on the money in race number one with From Within from the Chris Wallace stable, who's been heavily backed on the back of two ultra-impressive barrier trials, if we could have potentially a new Magic Millions favourite.
Well, we've been talking about it all morning, that this Magic Millions two-year-old classic on January 14, the market could be thrown in all different ways today with the Brisbane races and this one. There's Chauffeur, there's All Too Hyung, there's From Within, which is $11 to win that race at the Gold Coast in a couple of weeks' time. But first of all, it needs to win this. What price are we betting today from Within at this stage?
$1.50, went up $1.90, has been the best backed runner in the race from Chauffeur at $4.20. That support has continued to the Magic Millions throughout the course of the week, $17 into $11. So punters anticipate this horse will break through impressively. And Joycey, it's hard to tip against the favourite here.
It is very hard to tip against her, Quinny, but that's what
you are
the big bucks for, don't you, to come on and find those things to get rolled. So, look, what I'm going to do is we'll have a look at the speed of the race. Now, From Within off the trials, you'd expect her to bounce from barrier one, find the front, and just keep going. That's what she's done in the trials, and that is the most likely scenario that'll unfold here today. But only 5 days ago, guys, we were talking about another two-year-old in a first race of the day that was $1.50. Everyone thought it would do the exact same thing, and a couple of things went wrong. It ended up unplaced. I talked about Hugh Allali last Monday on Boxing Day, and punters that put their whole bank on the first were out of action. So I'm suggesting not to do that today. My numbers are 9, 10, 1 and 4. I'm going to have something small on number 9, Exceeds. She's a Magic Millions filly. She cost $250,000. She's by Schnitzel. She's trialled once at Randwick, and I thought she trialled in outstanding fashion. She was hard-held all the way on the pace, ridden by Brett Abdullah, who sticks aboard today. And she was just edged out on the line by One More Honey, who, of course, is the filly that came out and won that race on Boxing Day. So there's a little bit of depth to the form, and I just think Exceeds is the one filly that slipped through the net here and has gone up at a very silly price. So for me, something small on Exceeds to upset the favourite number 10 From Within. I can't fault anything she's done. It's just the price. It's just too short for me. You are taking a risk. These horses are the first time at the races, and as we saw on Boxing Day, things can go wrong under race conditions.
Gee.
Number one Chauffeur. Sorry, Andrew. Number one Chauffeur. I've got it in for 30. It was impressive on debut. And the four Invader. He's another Magic Millions qualified. $475,000 yearling, and I liked his trial at Rose Hill coming into this. So it's 9, 10, 1 and 4. Andrew?
No, that was my fault, Joyce. I got too excited trying to give the price there for Exceeds on the back of that little push. $17 and a $5 chance to run a place with placings for first and second there. The favourite all the rage at $1.50 From Within, but good to see you got plenty of value there in race number one with Exceeds.
Righto. Race two, the Schweppes here. Weatherly comes back. What price are we betting Super Tuna right now at Tab?
Yeah, Super Two's the 260 favourite. Genito, the second elect at 380, but Weatherly has been the best backed runner, 460 into 420. Joycey, where do you have Weatherly in the run?
Look, I've got him in a tricky spot here. He's drawn wide in a small field with a lot of speed underneath him, and we've got an apprentice aboard. So I've actually left him out of my top four, and I'm taking on the favourite as well, Super 2. Speed-wise, I've got Super 2 bouncing out in front. Spanning will go with her from Barrier 6, and then we've got a couple there, Magna Carp Linkers first time. Miss Armajardin won't be far away, and obviously we're wondering where Weatherly goes. If they go forward, they could risk getting trapped three deep on the speed. I've gone 6, 7, 5 and 2. I'm backing at Miss Armajardin here, Quinny. You'll have to do some research to find the latest price on her because she was big, big odds this morning. Going back to her two-year-old form, she won 2 from 2 and she won the Victory Bane plate at Randwick, beating Morton's Fork, Pick's Chamber. Flash Vivian was back in the field and she didn't just beat them, she thumped them. But then she had an incident in the spelling paddock before she came back to her next campaign. She started a $1.70 favourite in the $100,000 race at Scone. She had no luck, went caught wide. She ran third that day. And then things just tapered off from there. She went up to Eagle Farm for a listed race in the Lancaster. She wasn't far off them, but again, she drew 15 and 15 that day, had no luck. And then her form really did drop off at her last two starts before she went for a spell. But I liked her trial. She trialled at Rose Hill. She was half a length off a few handy horses, including Redouble and Too Fast for Love, and Manuel, who we saw a couple of weeks ago around a cracking race in the English three-year-old event. So there's just some depth there, and I think if there's a blowout result, she's the one. So I've had something small on her to win this, number six, Miss Armajardin. So what's the latest odds there, Quinny?
$26, Joycey. What a way to end the year that would be if that one could salute for us there. So as always, plenty of value from you.
Yeah, Jenny Graham will be happy. She'll be driving down. She'll be saying, I hope you're right, Paul.
Yeah, well, I had a few owners contact me after Murragoldery won there during the weekend.
Yes.
So apparently they were listening as well. So they don't mind if you tip them. They actually enjoy it, I think. So,
yeah.
Look, all the best to Jenny Graham and Miss Armajardin. She's a lovely type of filly, this horse. You won't see a better type out there today. So first up's a good time to have a gamble on her. Look, number seven, Spending to Win. He trialled really strongly at Randwick coming into this recently, beating Queen Misty. Snowden trained, only had the three starts, never missed a placing. He'll be a bit of value for the Quinella. Number five, Genito. She had the race in her keeping, but threw it away when Calanda burst through along the fence last start, but it was still a very good effort. And number two, Super Two. I'm not knocking her. I just think she's under the odds. She's going to be pressured in front, and she is better on a soft track rather than a good track. So I won't be taking the short price there. 6, 7, 5, and 2 for me.
6, 7, 5, and 2 for Paul in race two. Race three, the New Year's Eve handicap. Kieran Maher's up there with up in Sydney with Miss Wonderland from his Melbourne base. What are we betting here?
Well, Miss Wonderland has been the best backed runner. $6 into four, just out slightly today to $4.20 on the second line of betting behind My True Love, who's a $3.60 favourite. Improvement at $4.60. An improvement. Well, it might be the case for Miss Wonderland, Joycey, on the back of that impressive performance last start. Where do you have Miss Wonderland in the run?
Yeah, well, she'll go forward, I assume. She was on pace at Flemington last start. We've also got Improvement, who you've just mentioned there. She's been leading for her past two wins. So they've both drawn out a bit. Drawn closer to the inside is Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott's My True Love from Barrier 1. Now, she's been leading for her victories. And Invincible Gem, number 6, have got the blinkers going on first time. She sat outside the lead to win at Canterbury two starts ago. So they're the four on-pace runners. So they could really move along here in front. I found this a bit of a tricky affair. My numbers are 5, 6, 1 and 9. I'm sticking with My True Love, who is favourite. But she's just been so strong. She was terrific on debut, I thought, at Warwick Farm when caught wide. She's then come out and won 2 from 2 by big margins, racing on speed and just proving too strong. I think Adam Hieronymus will suit this filly. They should find the front, and hopefully the others have to do a bit too much work outside her and she can kick away on the turn to hang on. I do think the 6 Invincible Gems a genuine threat. Her run at Warwick Farm last start was behind My True Love, so she gets to swing around at the weight. She gets the blinkers on first time, and I think she'll be a lot closer to them in the run. Number one, Miss Wonderland. We're trying to line up Melbourne-Sydney form. It's a little bit tricky, but Kieran Maher's a stable I always respect. It's just that barrier that worries me a touch. So the one I'm throwing in for fourth is number 9, Bold Carlotta. She'll be the one out the back with the light weight. So if they happen to overdo it up front, she'll be the one steaming home late at the good odds. So I've gone 5, 6, 1, and 9, backing number 5, My True Love, to win.
Okay, we move to race four. This is the weekly Tab Highway. And we've got a couple here high up here. Beau Tourage, Adam Eve. And the boys mentioned this morning Hesco Gold, one for Bob Milligan, was the fancy of Mike Fraser. Market at this stage?
Yeah, well, Hesco Gold and Freestanding both opened $11. There has been scratchings and deductions throughout the course of the week, but both have been well backed. Freestanding now the $4.20 favourite, in from $4.60 today. Adam Eve the second elect at $4.40. Beau Tourage, $5. Hesco Gold 6 also at that price is Tiger by the Tail. So an intriguing race. Punters have sort of narrowed it down to 5 leading chances. And Joycey, I imagine the speed map would have a few of those fancied runners at the pointy end and in the firing line.
Yeah, exactly right, Quinny. Adam Eve, obviously, she's the speeds to draw a little bit wide, but I think she'll get across okay because both her eyes will go with her and they should settle 1-2. Freestanding, probably happy just to take the sit. And Dalmatia Prince, who's drawn perfectly on the inside, he's another one that'll probably just lack that speed and end up slotting into a nice trailing position. Look, I've gone 2, 1, 3, and 8. I can't get past Adam Eve here. I think she's still good value for what she's done. And what she's done is had 6 career starts for 3 wins and 2 placings. Her only unplaced effort was a 5th at Randwick in a benchmark 74, which is much stronger than this. And she didn't have much luck that day behind El Lu and Moda. Those two horses have gone on since and franked the form. No trial. That may be why we're getting a good price here. But first up, stat. two tries for a first and a third, and that third was a very good third in a highway at Hawkesbury behind Noble Joey. So I think she'll get across, sit outside the lead and kick away from them on the turn. I think Canterbury suits her racing style, and I think she's a good gamble here first up. Danger, number one, Beauterrage. Two runs back from a spell have him spot on. He's last up second at Goulburn in a Class 3. Definitely good enough for this, considering he should get all the favours up on the speed. Number three, Freestanding. Good effort last up to win a highway on a heavy track. But before that, he won at Grafton by 2.5 lengths on a good track. So I don't think the track conditions are a worry for him. And number eight, Hesco Gold. Well, she ran a very good second behind the Little Racketeer, two starts back, and then finished second up at Taree last time behind Single and Free. She should get all the favours off Barrier 1 and gets a claim for James Innes. So it's two on top. Very confident she'll win from 1, 3 and 8.
Confident start there to the big six. There's a 25,000 jackpot today from the Tab, and it begins with that race. Race 4, the Tab Highway at 2:30. Previewing Canterbury here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader will be on air tomorrow morning from 6:30 as well as Monday. So for all your Sunday and Monday racing info, you can join us from 6:30 on both of those mornings. Race 5 here, it's the hashtag, the handicap. What are we betting here at this stage with Tab Fixed Odds?
It's a very competitive betting race. One of the better back roughies on the program comes up here with number 7, Manhattan Sun, 26 into 21, and has firmed today from 21 into 18. But the favourite is Unbiased, who's a $4.60 chance in from $5 today, with Blake Shin taking the ride for John O'Shea. And Unbiased should get a pretty nice trip in transit despite the slightly wide draw, Joycey.
Yeah, he looks to map okay. Look, I think Blake Shin, he's a master at drawing wide gates. He could end up outside the lead, or he could end up slotting in midfield or further back one off the fence. He'll work that out once they come out of the gate. Likely leader, well, obvious leader will be number 9, Tradtree. That's his racing pattern. Not too much pressure, probably burning energy and one touch, the next one ahead of Collar. Look, I've gone 9, 6, 2 and 4. The last day of 2016, and one of my favourite horses is going around number 9, Tradtree. So I've got to stick with him, especially on an each-way basis. Quinny, what's the latest price for Tradtree?
Well, you can currently get a $12 quote on the Fixed Odds, Joyce. So as per usual, you're finding plenty of value for us there.
Yeah, no, look, well, Tradtree's one of those horses. He loves Canterbury, he loves the 1900 metres here, and he loves a genuine good track. So he's got all of those three things in his favour today. He'll cross from that draw, he'll lead, he'll give you a great run for your money. He did it here last start. He won by 3.25 lengths. Yes, it was in easier grade, but he's not making a huge step up in grade today, and he actually comes back a bit in weight. So if you want to get a great run for your money at $12, back Tradtree each way in race 5. Danger number 6, Leopari. He's doing everything right, this former Kiwi galloper for Chris Waller. Obviously drops pretty much back in grade, or I think back in grade, off the last start fifth behind the Rumour File. And before that, he was impressive hitting the line here over 1550. He maps well here behind a genuine tempo. Other chances, I thought the 2 Admiral Jello has been to this track and distance once before for a very impressive win. That was last start on the 9th of December. He'll be hitting the line very strongly. And the 4 Burning Energy, hard to fault a horse who's had 9 starts for 4 wins and 4 placings and gets 3 kilos off here for Nick Haywood. So another one that should be right in the mix. I've gone 9, 6, 2 and 4, backing the 9 each way.
Okay, the legs of the quaddie now, regular quaddie for Canterbury. We're up to the Tab Rewards, race 6. Dances on Stars is on the 7-day backup, but regarded an outsider. What's the favourite at the moment, Nick?
Yeah, I think that just goes to show how strong the race is as well, because Redoutable Heart, a 2.60 chance. Duke of Valentinois at 6 with Gold Ambitions. Heady Heights at 9. Loyalty Man has been popular. Went up at $15, backed into $9 as well. So very good betting race with Redoutable Heart the favourite.
Yeah, look, the leader here will be a stablemate of Redoutable Heart, All Cerise. I think she'll lob from that gate straight to the front to control the tempo. Loyalty Man will be handy. The only other two on-pace runners, really, Redoubtable Heart and Gold Ambition. So I'm leaning towards the on-paces here. I think they may get the favours. And I'm having a good bet on one at big odds, number 5, All Cerise. My numbers here, 5, 4, 8 and 6. Can we get a price on All Cerise, Quinny?
Well, absolutely, Joycey. And I think it's been a bit of a theme throughout the morning with your value tips, and $17 available now for All Cerise as well. So that certainly has continued, and I dare say rarely do you see Chris Waller runners go around at that price at any stage.
And Chris gave it a good little mention this morning when Duff put it on him, Paul, about where you want to be. He said this time last year we were racing up on the pace and we're going back to a claim today.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's pretty much how I've seen the race unfold. And look, I think if All Cerise can find that form of two campaigns ago where she put a string of wins together, I think she'll give a great side here at odds. I'm really confident she'll run a big race, and I've had a good each-way bet on her. Look, first up, she ran eighth, beaten four lengths behind High Midnight Reincarnate. Now, that's good, solid form. But she's since had a trial at Rose Hill, and she ran third behind Red Excitement and Strawberry Boy, who are two open-class sprinters. We'll see Strawberry Boy later in the day. So obviously the reason we're getting such a good price is her second up form isn't flash, but I think she's a lot more forward in her campaign than she has been in the past. And when we look at her raw stats, she's been to this track three times for two wins and one placing, and the only time she tackled the 1550 here, she won. And over the distance, which is basically 1550 or a mile, she's had eight starts for four wins and three placing. So she's super consistent when she gets to this sort of distance and this sort of race. I'll be shocked if she doesn't run a really good race for us. Number four, Loyalty Man. I think he's the danger coming up from Victoria. He's lightly raced. He's got good, solid form, and he maps perfectly. Number eight, Redoutable Heart. I'm no knock on him at all. Brilliant win two starts ago, beating Sir Plush, and then last time out on the heavy track, ran third to Moher. He does get the right run here off the barrier. And then for our fourth, I'm putting in number six, which is Aduka Valentinois. Probably a touch disappointing two starts ago under the big weight, but then much better in the Villiers, and that form obviously should hold up here. So I've gone 5, 4, 8 and 6 in race 6.
Pumping straight along into the feature race, the $150,000 listed Canterbury Classic.
Very competitive betting race. Ball of Muscle and His Majesty open joint favourites at $4.60. Both of these slightly to $5. Flippant's been a firmer, $8 into $7. Then it's double figures or better the rest. I Am's a Lady's been popular, $15 into $13. But Joycey, I Am's a Lady, bit of a specking at a price. Will she be up there fighting the speed out?
Yeah, she will be, but there'll be a stack of them up there. I've got this a really fast run, high pressure race. The Ball of Muscle, obviously, one that'll be ripping across to try and find the front. So I'm actually going for a couple to sit off them and finish hard. I've gone 6, 5, 4, and 2, and making number 6 Flippant one of my best bets of the day at the $7. She's got a very tricky barrier, which is why we're getting the price, but we've got Blake Shin aboard. I've already mentioned him earlier as a great jockey from Wide Gate, so I think he can let the speed go, take a sit, and then give her a free crack at them in the straight. The last time we saw Flippant, she won down the straight at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Week, and she won by 2.5 lengths with her head on her chest. So she's got the ability. She just needs a bit of luck in the run. She's perfectly weighted on 55.5, and I think she's a great bet for $7. Danger, number 5, Boss Lane. 2 from 2 at this track and distance. Races best on good going, and I loved his trial recently behind Global Glamour. I thought it was a super trial. So first up, Boss Lane at the big odds. Make sure you've got him in there somewhere. Number 4, Strawberry Boy, another first-up performer that trialled well. And the 2, Big Money. He'll relish this fast pace on top of the ground. Watch for him diving through late at the big odds. 6, 5, 4, and 2. And, gentlemen, they are my numbers for the first leg, or the second leg of the point.
Yep, the big feature race today, 6, 5, 4, and 2 in the Canterbury Classic. Race 8, gee, this is a little competitive race too. There's a number of chances. Mediterranean, the stablemate Nicolance, the boys threw in Disgraceful somewhere this morning. War Jet was another one that Mike Fraser mentioned. What's the market telling us?
Well, Mediterranean's been one of the best back runners on the program. Opened at $6. There has been a couple of scratchings, including Dark Ice, who will race on Monday, but Mediterranean $6 and now a $2.60 favourite from Nicolance at $4.60. Deploy 6 choice, we had $9.50. So Mediterranean has been heavily backed. Do you think he can slot in from the semi-wide draw, Joyce, and get a nice run just off the speed?
Yeah, I think he will, Quinny. We're finishing the day with a couple of favourites, actually. We've gone wide early in the day, so we'll tighten our belts here. Stack of speed, Noble Joey is one of them. We've got Nicolance drawn wide. Isa Rich has drawn out as well, so they're going to rip along in front, which will set this up for a strong back marker. I think Mediterranean fits the profile here with only 53 kilos. Obviously, last form, you don't have to look too hard, do you? He ran second behind Throne and first up in the Rosebud, fifth in a run to the Rose behind Astern and Star Turn and Impending. So all that form just looks way too strong for these older horses here. And his trial at Randwick leading into this where he won by nearly 3.5 lengths just goes to show where he's at. Obviously, if he come out and annihilate these today, or at least win convincingly, he may earn a trip up north for that three-year-old Magic Millions race. So 15, 3, 13, and 6. Number 3, Disgraceful, the danger. I like his trial coming into this, and he always runs well fresh. Make sure you put him into the quaddie at good odds. 13, Nicolance, obviously this stablemate of the favourite, another three-year-old. He'll just need a bit of luck from the draw going forward with a lot of pressure in the race, but He does handle dry tracks very, very well. And I thought number six, Petrosian, if they happen to overdo it in front and we're looking for one to dive through the ruck, number six, Petrosian's the go. He's won two of his last three, and the only time he lost was a sixth at Rose Hill. He had no luck there in the straight behind Ice Rich when he was bailed up on the fence. That's the sort of horse he is, but if he gets the brakes, he could definitely knock these over. 15, 3, 13, and 6. And guys, just add number 10, Deploy, if you're playing the quaddie.
10, Deploy. What price is Petrosian, Nick, number 6?
$21, and Deploy is a $6 chance as well. So I'll be throwing them in the quad, that's for sure, on the back of Joyce's little push there.
All right, so they're the thoughts in race 8. And the last, the Australian Turf Club. We've had a few scratchings come out of it. I will say one that was scratched, Secret Trail, runs in Brisbane. Peter Snowden said this morning that they were looking for they just feel up there the right suitable race and the right track conditions from Secret Trail in Brisbane. What's the market here in the last?
Well, mate, is a 225 favourite in her time. The second elect at 420. Shahrazad 7, Rowinda 11, LA Chevelle at 14 as well. It sounds like, though, Joycey, you're going to come home with a couple of favourites. Am I on the money here?
Yes, you are, Quinny. It just maps beautifully here for Raymond from Barrier 2. Look, I've got a sitting third or fourth with a gun run. LA Chevelle, Rowinda, they press forward and put the speed on for her. So really, she just looks in the right race at the right time of her career. She's a lightly raced three-year-old, and she's done everything right today. So my numbers, 13, 6, 10, and 3. Obviously, Raymond on top, the danger number 6 in her time. Now, she's been to Canterbury twice and produced two big performances to win. She can sit wide and do it. Today, she won't have to. She maps beautifully off Barrier 3. So I do think she's a genuine threat to the favourite. Number 10, Shahrazad, another one with great form at Canterbury. She's been here 8 times, finishing the Quinella on 4 occasions and placed another time. She's also 2 from 3 first up. So she's a must if you're playing the quaddie. And then I found number 3, LA Chevelle, the fourth one for the quaddie. She'll obviously put herself right in the race. And if you are alive into the last leg of the quaddie, generally having a leader takes a bit of pressure and a bit of the nerves away from the situation. So I've gone 13, 6, 10 and 3 in the final leg of the quaddie, and the last race I'll be betting on in 2016.
Oh, I bet you, and I bet you back something in Perth or something after after Canterbury. You won't be stopping there at 5:40. You've got Moonee Valley. Moonee Valley goes till 9 tonight. You won't stop there.
No, you're right, Benzie. I told a lie. I'm tipping I will find a bet somewhere before I head home.
I reckon you will. What's your best?
Well, the best of the day, I'm going to make it all Cerise. Now, I know that we're getting massive odds here. I'll just find the right race for that odds.
Race six, number five,
All Cerise. Now, we're getting $17, Quinny said, but I think if you back her each way, you'll get a great run for your money and maybe even back Tradtree in the race before as well. I think both double figures, both great value. I'm looking forward to this day because if I hit the mark on one or two occasions, boys, it'll be a big night tonight.
You'll be in front. Happy New Year to you, Paul. We'll talk to you on Monday at the same time at 10 o'clock to have a look at Randwick. Good luck today, mate.
Nah, thanks a lot. I've already had a quick look at Randwick. It's a good meeting there as well, but let's get through today first.
Good on you, mate. Paul Joyce joining us there, and he'll be back on Monday between 10 and 10:30.